It's been a few weeks since we've read your comments on the air, so we turn the next few moments over to our listeners. Keita Sullivan of Roxbury, Massachusetts, told us she listened to our story on the Monacan Indian Nation with tears in her eyes. Ms. Sullivan identifies herself as part of the Montaukett Nation of New York State. She said the story of the Monacans is the same story that I and my family have been living with, a state that enforces unfair laws, swindles tribes out of their lands, and then reclassifies its people so that they can be said to no longer exist. Many listeners weighed in after our coverage of this month's protests in Washington, one against the Iraq War and the other against the anti-war protesters. Several, like Dorothy Tudor of Columbia, South Carolina, took issue when our reporter described the counter-demonstrators as being pro-troops. Ms. Tudor writes that it was the anti-war crowd that was, in fact, very supportive of the troops. They want to get the troops out of the middle of a civil war, she says. Julie McCarthy amused us all with the story about the world's most seductive airport announcer, Edie Schlitiedi.
Flight 3, 5, 9, 8 to Brasilia and Cuiabá. Now word in gate 25.
Julie reported that many male travelers are titillated by Miss Schlitiedi's voice. Thomas Cantwell of Bristol, Virginia, would not be among them. He writes, I hate to disabuse the Rio de Janeiro announcer, but it is all too obvious that she has been a heavy smoker for years. And finally, listener Renee Dodge sent us this after we reported that New York had banned leprechauns from its St. Patrick's Day parade. She wrote, I would like to extend an invitation to all those rejected for wearing costumes. Come on down to New Orleans next year. We'd be delighted to have you. And we'd be delighted to hear your comments. Go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend All Things Considered. And please tell us how to pronounce your name.